All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, April 6th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a three-game NBA main slate today. We have a six-game NHL slate. We have MLB all day long here. We have Xfinity for NASCAR and then Cup Race tomorrow. We have a 13-fight MMA card, and then we have a four-game UFL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays here at 11 a.m. Eastern. So thanks for tuning in with me on a Saturday morning here. I'm going to get the app pulled up. And we don't have any questions here to get us started today, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity to do a build here. And you know, I was thinking possibly even do MMA. You know, we have the big UFC 300 coming up next weekend here. So you know, going to be a really big card, just considering it's, you know, their 300th event here. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to do some MMA ahead of next week. So I have MMA pulled up here. I'm just going to refresh projections, make sure we're on the latest and greatest here. And mind you guys, I'm not like an avid MMA player, right? I'm coming at this from the lens of like, hey, MMA is a new sport. I'm trying to try it out. You know, I'm trying to get my feet wet. And how do I leverage the builder to do that, right? So first thing, make minimal projection adjustments, right? 91.76 is the projection. I'm going to move it to 91.77. And then I'm going to move the other projection by 0.01 just so I can unlock the build lineups button. I'm really not doing anything else there. One thing I might be open to doing here is just like lowering min salary. You know, anytime you're playing like a sport where you're going to need an optimal, I don't really love having a minimum salary. I like to allow the builder to build any type of build here, you know, anything that could possibly get created from the Sims. I don't want to have any constraints stopping that. And then the other thing here, you know, I think one of the fights got canceled. So, you know, big slate here. What I would go do is go to my lineup rules and then make sure that this auto rule is turned on. Don't use opposing fighters. You know, there's really like no need to use two fighters from the same match, especially on like a big 13 fight card like tonight. You know, the only time where like you could probably consider that is like on really small cards, like seven fights, like eight fights maybe, you know, when we're in the single digits for sure. But these double digit fight cards, you know, you definitely don't need to even consider that. So you see the correlation slider here is on two. It's not going to matter because fighters are only correlated to fighters in the same match. So as long as that rule is on, correlation is effectively zero, even though it's set to two here. Okay. So don't even worry about that. So then now I'm going to build lineups. I'm only going to build 500 for just the sake of time here, but that's all I'm doing here in the home screen. You know what I mean? I'm understanding, you know, how many fights are on the card. I'm making sure that, you know, my settings are set up the way I want them with my min salary and my rule and my sliders. And then, you know, I'm letting the builder do its thing, right? Remember that, you know, we're simming out these fights round by round, and then we are randomly sampling our sim pool for each fight when we go to build your lineups. So lineups are building now, just about finished. And we're in the post build. So great. Couple things here. You know, there are two Saber scores for MMA. Okay. So there's an MMA Sim Diversity 10 and an MMA default. So anytime you're building using Sim Diversity 10, I would use the MMA Sim Diversity 10 sorting metric if you're not on Ultimate and don't have access to contest sims. The only time you use the default is when you're playing like a smaller contest. You know, maybe you're playing like a smaller single entry. Like I set up my settings here for a single entry 100 to 1,000 entrants, and the sliders go to 0-8. So, like, if sim diversity is on 9 or 8 or 7, then I would use the MMA default saber score. If not, I would use the saber, the sim diversity 10 saber score. And we do talk a little bit more about that on our YouTube channel, and I'll link you guys that video here. So if I go to our YouTube playlists and I go to Dominate MMA DFS with Saber Sim, we have a video understanding saber score for MMA DFS, and I will link that here in the chat. So just drop that in if anybody's interested in checking out that video. So now we're in the post bowl, right? What I'm going to do here is I'm going to pick a contest that I'm playing, right? So let's say I'm playing the $1 20 max, the jab here. So I'm going to go set up my contest sim. I'm going to go back to my build. And then I'm going to run this. And then also what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to my contest sim settings, and I want to go see how many entries there are. So 23,781. Well, now I'm going to do some work on a geomean filter for my lineups, right? So first thing I need to do is go to my sorting metrics. I need to go to add metric, and I need to create a custom metric that says my own product geomean value. It's going to calculate the geometric mean of each lineup as a summary statistic, and then I just renamed it so I know what it is. And then it's going to show that underneath each lineup. So like this top lineup has a geomean of 28.95. So now what I want to do is I want to say, okay, you know, how much duplication do I expect these lineups to have? And I'm just going to start with a number, right? So maybe I start with 10. Like, hey, let's optimize for lineups that aren't duped more than 10 times. So I'm going to do 10 divided by the number of entries in the contest, 23,781, close the parenthesis. I'm going to do to the power of 1 divided by 6 inside of parenthesis. I'm going to hit equals. So now my geo mean that I'm shooting for is 27.4. Well, we can already see that this top lineup is higher than that, right? So when we come in here and I go and add a filter that says show lineups with geo mean, which is my custom metric, less than 27.4. Well, now that lineup is going to get filtered out, right? So from our pool of 500, we filtered out about 119 lineups. You know, frankly, I'm okay with that. I think it's fine. You know, this is about like 20-ish percent of our pool that we've gotten rid of here. You know, if you're setting like a geo mean, it's getting rid of like 50% or like even higher than that, I might lax it a little bit. I might like walk it back a little bit. You know, that's like really, really aggressive. But I think this is like one way to do it, right? And then now that I have my contest sim run, I'm going to go and switch my sorting metric here to risk adjusted ROI. So I have the geo mean filter. I have my ROI filter. I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20 here, make sure that it's still positive sim ROI, which it is. And then in a sport where I'm not as familiar with, you know, it's hard to have opinions about like what exactly you're seeing. So for me, it's more like, okay, hey, am I okay with the leverages that I'm seeing? And something that I'll use as just like a rule of thumb, I think this is like a fine rule, is ownership as your exposure. So like this top player, Brendan Allen, is 41% owned. I'm about 70% of my lineups. You know, that's like a little less than 2x his ownership, and he's still my top leverage. So I think that's fine. You know, the builder's taking a little bit of a stand on him. We go from him in 70% of lineups to nobody else in 45%. So builder's just identifying like, hey, this seems like to be like the best play of the slate. And you could see it like by the value, right? The value here, which is like the point per dollar. It's a salary divided. Projection divided by salary times 1,000 is 10.31. And there's nobody else anywhere near that value. So And other than that, you know, I don't have a lot of opinions here, right? You can mess around with mini neeks. Is that something that you want to do? You know, it can help you to just get to some different lineups here. Like we're on a mini neeks of 2 and we're still in the top 20 lineups. I switch it to 3. We drop down to 49. Brendan Allen comes down slightly. One lineup, you know, three looks fine to me. You know, you're still in the top 50 lineups here. So you can mess around with it, see how far down in your pool that takes you, see the effect it has on the lineups, on your player exposures. So I'm fine with one. I'm fine with three. You know, this is kind of a personal choice here. I didn't see our exposures change too much. So, I mean, maybe that's a good thing, right? But aside from that, you know, I'd say that, you know, we got our contests in, we got our ROIs, we got our geo mean filter, we're factoring in ownership. You know, we've made minimal adjustments, but let the sim do its part. You know, I think these lineups are fine. I think these lineups are great. I think that these lineups can be competitive in your GPP and you should feel comfortable submitting them. So you're doing a little work on the back end here, but you're letting SaberSim do all the work up front to create the lineups. But as far as a MMA process goes, I think that's totally fine here. So hope you guys enjoyed that walkthrough, but we still don't have any questions here. So I'm going to get out of here. I will see you all on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.